Standing in Roswell Park Cancer Institute's pharmacy, Senator Charles Schumer spoke of what medical leaders call unprecedented levels of drug shortages in the past year, more than 200 reported. Standing next to him was Roswell Park President and CEO Dr. Donald Trump, who told reporters that some of his own research has been halted by the lack of availability of certain drugs.
Some of the drugs that we're talking about have been shown to extend life and aren't available. Some of the medications used to make surgery easier and more tolerable for the patients, or pain relief after surgery better, those drugs aren't available. So these are real disruptions in quality care.
Schumer says there are several reasons, and his three-part plan would address them. For starters, he says pharmaceutical makers give little to no warning when they plan to discontinue a drug line, leaving hospitals and research centers unprepared.
It would require that pharmaceutical companies give advance notice when they're going to discontinue a drug. Very simple. They plan it 6 or 8 months in advance, but they don't tell anybody. And therefore, when it's discontinued, there's a shortage.
Schumer's proposal would ban price gouging on pharmaceuticals and calls for federal investigation into third-party companies that buy up supplies, then resell them at a higher rate. He noted that while there are laws against profiteering when selling certain commodities, those laws do not currently cover pharmaceuticals. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.